Mommy, I'm sorry. I'll clear off the table right now. And I'm going to try real hard to do all my jobs without complaining.
I'm sorry too, Tati. From now on, I'm going to be the best helper in the whole world.
Oh boy, that song did the trick. It's so important for kids to think about their parents' feelings.
Which reminds me, Snooky's mommy will be here any minute. How's she going to feel when she finds out that Snooky's lost somewhere in time? Boy, I sure hope he's okay.
That's the house, Dr. Meadows. The brand new one with the for sale sign on it. The time machine is in the basement.
It's a nice house. You think maybe I should buy it, Snooky? My apartment is too small for all my experiments. Give up! Look at the price there on the sign. $35,000 for a house in Burbank? Forget it, it's much too expensive.
Yeah, but you will buy it, Dr. Meadows. This is your house in 1988.
Really? I guess I do. But enough of that. Let's go down to the basement. I want to take a look at this time machine. That green chair looks just like the one I bought in Gimbel's last week.
It is the same chair, Dr. Meadows.
Gewalt! How did it get worn out so fast in only 20 years? Oy, they don't make merchandise like they used to. I tell you, it's such a shande...
Dr. Meadows, please, you've got to see if you can fix it. I've got to get home fast.
All right. Let me look at this contraption. I see. This wire goes here, and the battery sends its charge to this circuit. Yes, I can see how the overdrive is linked to the gefilter. And this power switch generates 5 megawatts of hypoelectricity. Yes, there's no doubt about it. I'm absolutely sure.
You mean you can fix it?
No. I'm absolutely sure that I can't figure this machine out. It's too complicated. I'm so sorry, Snooky.
How am I ever gonna get home?
Please don't cry, Snooky. There must be something we could do. Wait a minute. I'll bet that Dr. Meadows in the future is working on a way to get you home. That's right. I'm sure he's working on some way to communicate with you right now.
Hey, Doc! How's it going up there?
Dr. Meadows is busy right now, busy. He's using his time radio to look for Snooky.
Wow! What year is he up to?
Well, he started from about 500 years ago, because there wasn't enough gas for Snooky to go back any more than that. And now he's up to 1965.
Gosh, I sure hope he finds Snooky soon. His mother will be here any minute.
Meadows.
Yikes! I gotta go! There's a Meadows alert! I'll talk to you later, Schlumps!
Okay, bye!
Now, let's see what's on the screen. Hey, it looks like a couple of boys with yarmulkes getting on the city bus at Main Street and Jewel Avenue in Kew Garden Hills. The computer says their names are Ellie and Mordecai. Oh no! They're rushing to grab the only empty seat, even though there's a whole bunch of older people left standing. That's a terrible Chilul Hashem. Well, I know which tape to play to them. Here it goes.
When you're on the bus and it's so full, there's only one more seat, and you rush so fast to grab it, leaving others on their feet. You just may not realize, but when people look at you, they think that you have no respect. What an awful thing to do.
What an awful thing to do.
When you're in the supermarket to help your mommy shop, and you zoom with your cart and it crashes down the shelf with soda pop. No, there would not be a mess if you hadn't been so wild, and no one would be whispering, I'm glad that's not my child.
I'm glad that's not my child.
play a joke. So you drop the big green olive in Gedalia Epstein's coke. The waiter looked at you and said, it seems to be a fact that Jewish kids are not so nice. They don't know how to act.
They don't know how to act. You've got to show the world what the Torah teaches you. Let everybody see how fine it is to be a Jew. When you act that way, I'll bet your friends will do the same. Get out the Mexican, cause that's Kiddush Hashem.
When your teacher, Mrs. Appleby, said kindly, quiet down, but you kept on making silly jokes, acting like a clown. These kids are nothing special, she'll be saying to herself. They fool around and misbehave like anybody else.